This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the August 2006 U.S. employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate incrementally improved 0.1% to 4.7%. This was because the total labor force in August grew by only 164,000 to almost 152 million. The number of employed persons increased by 250,000 to almost 145 million. There were 86,000 fewer unemployed persons, which stands at 7 million, and the number of persons not in the workforce grew by 90,000. From the Survey of Businesses, often referred to as the Job Survey or Report, job growth was solid at 128,000, which was also the monthly average job growth for the past 6 months. The goods-producing sector gain of 10,000 jobs was certainly not due to manufacturing's loss of 11,000 for the month. Construction built up 17,000 more jobs for the month, and natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, was able to pile on 4,000 new jobs. Activity in the services providing sector was mixed, with 118,000 new jobs. The retail trade sector, after adding 4,000 jobs to its inventory in July, experienced a loss of 14,000 in August. Professional and business services added 26,000 new jobs in August, about half of its previous month's gain. Education and health services was very healthy, with 60,000 new jobs, with home health care services, a subsector, adding 5,300 jobs in August. Leisure and hospitality, although winding down from hiring for the vacation season, was still up 10,000 more jobs, while government jobs were up 17,000, with local and state governments adding 21,000 new employees as the federal government trimmed its workforce by 4,000 jobs. For those of you in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment recovered slightly, with a 3,400 job gain in August to 2,609,100, that's seasonally adjusted. For August, temporary help employment was up 0.1% from the previous month and up 2.8% from August 2005. Temporary help services employment held on to its market share of overall jobs in August with 1.93%. Its recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. Although this was not much different in terms of absolute job gains for the past 6 months, I'm changing my thinking in terms of labeling the job report in terms of strength or weakness. Although the working age population, 16 and older, continues to grow, the older segment of the population is growing faster, so the total participation rate in the workforce may have peaked and could actually be declining slightly, despite people working longer. With the rate likely declining on an annual basis, albeit slightly, normal job growth today is much less than it has been through much of the 1990s. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.